Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting third. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hale moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Cook reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cook moves to third. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hughes. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Werber applying the tag. Pitlock moves to second. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Melillo reaches second base with a double. McNair moves to third. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. Melillo scores. Ostermüller moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mänisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mänisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mänisch hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gleason moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Werber moves to second. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair is hit by the pitch. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a line drive towards second. Hughes catches it and steps on second to double up Werber. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ostermueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Knickerbocker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knickerbocker for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gleason hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hale reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynisch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-2 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Melillo bunts towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to third for the out. McNair moves to second. One out. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ostermueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gleason hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Maynisch hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Averill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Henry now pitching. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-3 in the game. Hildebrand hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-4 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. McNair hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Ski Melillo. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller pinch hits for Jim Henry. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner now playing second base. Johnny Welch now pitching. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gleason hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Gleason goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Earle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Stu Bowers now pitching. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Vosmak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale scores. Trotsky moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Trotsky moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 7-3, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-4 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cook hits a line drive into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-4 in the game. Maynish hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fox strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.